This is The Biz of Wealth. Challenges, rumblings, and evolution of the wealth management industry.
Welcome to The Biz of Wealth. Today I sat down with Jaime Ramirez, CEO and founder of Preventer. He's a serial entrepreneur and executive professional with over 30 years of experience in business, banking, MSV, fintech, regtech, and information technology. We discussed everything from how to manage a startup to the trends in fraud prevention. So without much further ado, please enjoy Jaime Ramirez. Jaime, welcome to The Business of Wealth. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Ellie.
So we always start with the same question, but I think it helps me get a quick intro about my guests. What got you here and what's here?
What got me here? Well, it's been a long time that I'm here in Miami and living here for the last 32 years. Well, I came here finding a new opportunity. Well, actually, I got a contract with the bank when I was pretty young, and I started working in the bank and the technology department, and then after I found my own company, and then since there I was working, you know, independently.
Good. Why did you make that jump?
Well, I think that I am an entrepreneur since I was very young. I was an entrepreneur since I was 10 years old, and then I always looking for something to do in my way, and then something that I want to work for my own ideas, and I have that on my blood.
What were you doing at 10?
Actually, it was a business with my brother. You know, we put a food truck. That was one idea that we had. We did it only for 3 months, but it was a good experience. Actually, you know, I learned. Obviously, I realized that I learned many things of business after. But believe it or not, at 10 years old, I knew was the accounts payable, because, you know, people owed us money. We have to pay the bills. I knew about accounts receivable. I knew about marketing. We create some flyers and we give it to the people. So I learned few things that are, you know, the real world.
That's really good. So in the last few months, you know, you have had Preventer for a couple of years or more, and but the last few months have been challenging for everybody. Well, the last year and challenging, to say the least. But what has been the biggest surprise for you?
Well, when the pandemic started, you know, it's like all my friends and colleges, they were start working from home, right? And they say, oh my God, now we're working from home. I say, well, I'm in the pandemic for the last 3 years, because I was working from home in the last 3 years. So I was in quarantine for 3 years. And now for me, it was actually not much difference. The only difference, obviously, is that, when you work from home, because you want to, is that you can go out whenever you want to, no? During the quarantine, sometimes everything was closed and everything. My people, it was also working from home from before. So for our team, it was actually good, because they were prevent to be, you know, exposed to the virus. So actually it was kind of good. For the business itself, you know, it was not good as everybody, but not good, but also good. You know, the not good is obviously starting a slowdown for all the businesses, our clients, and everything. But it went good because it arise or accelerate, I would say, accelerate the digital business. Actually, that was my my visions 3 years ago when I start Preventor to have a KYC system, a digital identity system, to do it through the internet, to integrate it with apps and everything. At that time, we were not only few companies, but during the pandemic, it was like a boom. No, everyone was asking for the same, and for the same. And that affects, I will say, or that change on every industry, no? On every industry. Restaurants, that are they, you know, restaurants, they have their web pages.
Yeah.
Some of them, they have only the web pages just for image. But whenever you want to do a reservation or whenever you want to order online, they say, they'll give you a link, order here, right? During the pandemic, it was a rush to create their own e-commerce on the website, to create their app. On the web pages, on the app, they, you know, the marketing, the advertising was so enhanced. It was a good experience on business size. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the trend of digitalization definitely helped all digital businesses like yours, but also the trend on fraud also help your business, because if the digital...
Yeah, you know, it's like, I've been working on compliance for the last 18, 20 years, and I've been attending conferences and everything, and then, you know, it's not new that... When you go to this, you go to learn, but also the people that are committing the fraud is going to learn with you, right?
Right.
So this is something that it's always going to be like that.
In wealth management, digitalization is now, you know, more clear and more, you know, basically, as you mentioned, you know, restaurants were pushed to be digitalized. Wealth managers are still being pushed. What do you think asset managers, wealth managers, financial services should learn to improve their business and risk management?
Yeah, I think that this digitalization in fact can help the wealth managers, the asset managers. Most of the wealth managers in the private, the banking, for example, most of them, they have to go into their customers' facilities to learn more about their businesses and everything. During the pandemic, I guess that was a stop, right? And how do you know what is the business that your client is doing it? On the private banking, on the wealth management, They have to go overseas, or if they have customers out of the country, or they have to go into their businesses. So I think that all of that can be minimized or can be reduced with the appropriate digitalization, you know, to identify your customer, to do the ongoing monitoring, to do the ongoing authentication, and the rest is like a part of the know your customer, due diligence, enhanced due diligence that they've been doing for a while.
So what do you think is actually missing in the risk management industry or in the marketplace? What offerings should be coming along? Like Elon Musk saying we should, you know, he's looking at Mars and to live there, but what's the big, the big goal that they should be putting themselves?
Well, I think that it's a new way to do a business now that, you know, everything has to be adjust, right? We're talking about this phenomenon of the pandemic during the last year. But there is also a phenomenon for the cryptocurrencies, for example. You know, there is another way to do business. The payments are doing the now through electronically, but also through blockchain. So the rules has to change on both sides. You know, you accelerate your process P2P, person to person, the transaction through electronically, blockchain, etc. But then you have to mitigate those, right? Identify the person, make sure that a person is doing correctly. Is the same customer doing the transaction every time? And then, you know, the rules on the risk scenarios has to be adjusted.
So, and definitely, you know, moving forward, everything is through digital contact, right? So, as you were saying, the customer verification is through digital contact. The transactions are through digital contact. What about the human touch integration? Where do you think that should come in? Where is the human touch still relevant and will still be relevant? And how do you integrate it?
Well, the human touch is something that we cannot replace. It's something that, you know, it has to be, but the human touch is part of the way. If you automate everything and everything is digitalized, then you can say, okay, if everything is digitalized, everything can be done by the computers, by a robot. So there is no human here, but there is a human always on the back office. So the back office user experience, it has to be part of the process too, right? Because when you think of automate your process, most of the time you are thinking that everything is going to be okay, everything is going to be passed, everything is the green light. But if something happens in between, someone human has to be resolved that. And yeah, then the human part in that is very important. And it also helps you to escalate, right? Because if you're thinking that, if I'm going to automate my process and then I'm going to, you know, increase the volume, yeah, what about if something happens after? You know, you have to have the customer support or the human behind you that I can resolve those problems or those alerts as quickly as you expect them.
Right. So basically it's the same. It's saying that actually, if I think about the whole customer journey in any digital service, what most frustrations I always have whenever it's customer service. I think that may be the next frontier for the integration of the human touch with the...
I mean, you can apply the technology, artificial intelligence, machine learning, robotics on every process, no? Even on the case management to accelerate the process of investigation. So everything like to give you... more information to the analyst or to the customer service to have everything ready to make a decision, but everything has to be in an integrated platform, right? Not only thinking on the, you know, the happy path of any process, but also, you know, on when something is wrong.
Why do you think financial companies will fail in the coming years? Which ones are going to fail?
I don't think they're going to fail, actually. You know, that's one thing that they say, that the banks are going to disappear, that the blockchain is taking over, that the everything is going to be detailized, and then everything has to be P2P or peer-to-peer, that... I don't think so. I think that the banks will always exist. They need to adjust to the new way to do business. The process has to be enhanced, and they already start working with fintechs, no? Because fintechs are more quickly in to give you results. They're more focused on something in large financial institutions, most of the time they have a bureaucracy, large procedures, policies, guidelines, etc. They have to follow. Some of that is not only because they want to, it's because they have to, the regulators ask them to do it. So that has to be adjusted, I think. But are they gonna fail? I don't think so. They're gonna be adjusted.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna close with your favorite question you mentioned when we were reading them. If heaven exists, what would you like for God to say when you arrive?
Welcome. I would say welcome. I'm waiting for you. We're waiting for you, Jaime.
Thank you so much, Jaime. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you, Ali. Bye.
Bye.